"You can feign innocence all you like," he said, looking into her eyes, "but I'm not as easily swindled as your doting grandmother. I know who you really are, and I've been waiting a long time for this moment, for you to undo what you did to me 3 years ago. Lift the curse now, or you will soon fall victim to it." Instantly, Catherine gave up any hope of appeasing him. "Let go of me!" She spit in his face and kneed him in the groin. He doubled over in pain. Bolting toward the manor house, she shouted, "Help! Someone help me!" She barely reached the other side of the stone circle before the sound of the Highlander's heavy footsteps pounded fast in pursuit. She glanced over her shoulder, and the slight twisting of her body caused her skirts to tangle around her legs. She flew toward the ground, scraped the heels of her hands on the grass, and split her lip open. He came down on top of her, then flipped her onto her back. "You're insane!" she cried, fighting to shove him away, glaring at him with fierce and vicious determination. She slapped him across the face, kicked at his legs, and scratched his neck. "Lift the curse!" he demanded. "Do it now, woman, or I swear, by all that is holy." "I cannot," she insisted. "I cannot remember anything. Let me go." For a moment, the whole world went quiet, and the Highlander paused, suspending the attack. He stared down at her in a cloudy haze of shock. Then his eyes focused on her bloody lip. It seemed almost as if he was seeing her for the first time. Catherine lay motionless beneath him, afraid to move, lest he grow violent again. All she could do was stare up at him in bewilderment, waiting for him to do something, to say something, anything. He squeezed his eyes shut and touched his forehead to hers, grimacing as if he was in terrible pain. Catherine slid out from under him and scrambled backwards. He withdrew onto his haunches, gaping at her with dark, suffering, bloodshot eyes. "Look what you've done to me," he growled, shaking his head. "I despise you, Ronate."
"I'm sorry,"
she replied, even though she had no memory of what she had done. And it was ridiculous for her to be apologizing to him under the circumstances. He watched her with a strange mixture of shame and desperation, then spoke quietly, through gritted teeth.
"I beg of you, just lift the curse, and I'll leave you be."
"I assure you, I would have done so already if I'd known what you were talking about, but I have no memories. I don't know who I am."
His eyes darkened.
"You are Roanade, the Oracle, the witch who put a curse on me 3 years ago. You are not the Drumlock heiress."